Waka. Hello, I'm Bea Nicole, and this is Buried on the Tundra. I wish to acknowledge that I record this podcast on the ancestral land of the Yupik Chupik people. I acknowledge this is not only in thanks to the indigenous communities who have held relationships with the land for generations, but also in recognition of the historical and ongoing legacy of colonialism. Additionally, I acknowledge this as a point of reflection for all of us as we work towards dismantling colonial practices. Before we get into the case today, I'd like to give you some facts about the city of Bethel. Bethel is a hub city in western Alaska, surrounded by 49 villages. The only way in and out of Bethel is by jet. There are two stores, a subway, a fitness center with a pool. Side interesting fact, in 2012 there was a Taco Bell hoax where people were handing out flyers saying that a Taco Bell was coming. It was not. Taco Bell did catch word of this and sent in a taco truck by helicopter and handed out 10,000 tacos. In 2014, the Bethel Police Department were called to a home because a man was intoxicated and causing a disturbance. Adrian Hoffman was on probation at the time. He was handcuffed and placed in the back of a BPD patrol vehicle of Officer Aaron Fadolfi. Hoffman was not buckled into the back seat. Fadolfi did get into the front seat and buckle himself in. Fadolfi then sped away. He was speeding when he slid off the road into an electrical pole. Hoffman said that his head slammed into the interior of the car, causing him to black out. Both the officer and Hoffman were transported to the hospital. Hoffman said that his injuries included a swollen forehead, broken nose, hurt neck and back, a cut on his arm, and he had black eyes. Hoffman later sued both the officer and the Bethel Police Department for auto negligence. He claimed that Fadolfi failed to exercise due care in the operation of a vehicle that he was driving by speeding in icy conditions and losing control of the vehicle and hitting a utility pole. After 2 days of deliberation, Hoffman was awarded $140,000 on July 14, 2016. Adrian Hoffman said that he was going to use the money on his four children. And the former officer, Aaron Fadolfi, resigned from his position while he was on administrative leave after an accusation of attempted sexual assault arose. But that's a case for another day. You can find case pictures, source materials, and a case map showing you the locations of each of the villages I've talked about. Go to buriedonthetundra.com. You can follow me on Facebook at Buried on the Tundra. You can also follow me on Instagram at Buried on the Tundra Podcast. Like, subscribe, review the podcast on whatever platform you're using. Next week, we're going to look into the suspicious death of Frederick Lee from Buckland, Alaska. If you'd like to suggest a case, please send an email to buriedonthetundra@gmail.com. Warmest wishes from the coldest state.